From Story Flow, this is your daily audio brief. Theo, July 28th. The Systems Update, 5 tech stories that bear on what's coming next. Let's get into it. First, from AI News, Armenia's AI bet is not chip manufacturing, it is compute sovereignty. Armenia is not a big country. It's not a wealthy country. It's not a famous country. And yet, it has become not only a consumer of different AI products, akin to Klaidio subtitles generator for video editing, or giants like OpenAI, but also entered the headlines of global news for several reasons, not the least of which is politics. Another reason is tech advances, precisely the alleged manufacturing of chips for NVIDIA. Next, second, from AI News, Guardoc Health processes clinical documentation using Amazon Nova models. Guardoc Health says it processes over 1 million clinical documents daily using Amazon Nova models through Bedrock. Bringing AI into clinical documentation comes down to a specific kind of risk calculation. Get it wrong, and the errors compound into denied Medicare claims under the patient-driven payment model, audit fines, litigation exposure, and in the worst cases, a missed condition that changes how a patient gets treated. However, get it right, and the payoff shows up in fewer corrections, fewer hospital transfers, and lower compliance costs. Up next. Third, from MIT Technology Review. AI. Samsung's chip workers are jumping ship to rival SK Hynix. Lee, an engineer at Samsung's semiconductor division, clocks out when his shift ends. He used to work longer hours, going the extra mile to excel at his projects. But lately, he's been coming straight home to work on his job application for the chipmaker's South Korean rival SK Hynix, sharing tips with his co-workers on how to draft a stellar personal statement. Even his boss encourages him to make the move. "My team lead tells us all to jump ship to SK Hynix," says Lee. And then, fourth, from the Decoder, Anthropic CEO Amode doubles down on open weight risk stance while insisting he never called for a ban. Anthropic CEO Dario Amode is once again warning about the risks of open AI models while insisting he has never called for a ban. He argues that authoritarian states like China could overtake the US and that open models could be misused for biological or cyber attacks. Next, fifth, from the Decoder. NVIDIA invests in Ilya Sutskever's AI lab, shifting SSI away from Google chips. NVIDIA is pouring what it calls a substantial sum into Safe Superintelligence, SSI, the AI lab run by Ilya Sutskever, OpenAI's former chief scientist. The article NVIDIA invests in Ilya Sutskever's AI lab, shifting SSI away from Google chips, appeared first on The Decoder. Up next, sixth, from The Decoder. Taiwan detains NVIDIA employee in widening China chip smuggling probe. Taiwan's prosecutors have detained an NVIDIA employee in connection with the alleged illegal export of Supermicro AI servers to China, according to Bloomberg and Reuters. The article "Taiwan detains NVIDIA employee in widening China chip smuggling probe" appeared first on The Decoder, and then, seventh, from Towards Data Science. Don't just throw Adam at it. Misunderstanding. Adam will cost you. You vibe-coded the import. Understand Adam's optimization dynamics, why it fails spectacularly, and how to fix it. The post "Don't just throw Adam at it." Misunderstanding. Adam will cost you appeared first on Towards Data Science. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings, stay curious. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.